News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, Copper, I want you to know something. We just got, you got kudos a moment ago on your Copper's Corner from Jerome in Rome was listening in. He just texted me and said, Copper is awesome in all caps. So,
thank you, Jerome, for listening.
Jerome in Rome is listening in and love the segment. And yep, I agree. Hey, by the way, folks, that was the minute ago, that was Scott Buttram. He is the publisher of the Trustful Tribune, and enjoyed having him on. And like I said, I wasn't kidding. I follow him on Twitter, and I feel like we wind up tweeting, retweeting, liking each other's stuff constantly, which meant that he is definitely a Right Side ruffian. We are on the same page. And he said something that I do agree with completely, and it rehashed a little bit of what I said earlier. There's a way forward on this. You need to be asking your legislature for what can happen, not just what you are feeling in your emotions right now. You got to look at this pragmatically and recognize, okay, I don't like government regulatory burdens on these mandates for businesses. Why within would I want a government mandate on these businesses in the opposite direction? Well, because I want it. Well, what happens later on when the same thing happens, but it's something you don't want? So what I'm saying is there's a way forward. And I really believe the more I'm processing this, the more I'm putting on my former state senator hat, lawyer hat, someone who tries to assess things from a pragmatic perspective. One of the things that I think could definitely happen, first of all, I agree with State Senator Arthur Orr that we should see executive action on behalf of the state right now from Governor Ivey. No delays. Do it. There is no reason why Governor Ivey cannot follow after the lead of Governor Abbott. Now, that being said, legislative action is the only way to ensure that something takes place that is more permanent in nature and has to be dealt with as a law standpoint, because remember, the executive order is not always lasting. It is something that is considered to be the way of the state, the policy in place, but it does not have the force of law in the very end. All right. Now, the Attorney General of the state of Alabama came out most recently. He was on the show last week talking about this, that there are two things he's advocating for right now. And he points out, we've already got some things done. All right. We are one of these states that has a vaccine passport ban, and I'm so glad. To me, that was one of the best pieces of legislation that could have been passed this year. In the middle of everything else with gambling and legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes and all that kind of stuff, this happened. It almost flew under the radar. But it was Act 2021-493, which we knew as Senate Bill 265, I believe. And one of the things the Attorney General points out is they passed that bill with no enforcement provisions. And he encourages the legislature to come back and make an amendment to that bill to allow there to be something he can enforce as the Attorney General. And I think that's important. Number two, he says, and I'm looking at his press release, there needs to be something passed by the legislature that says that private employers that are seeking to mandate a COVID-19 vaccination for their employees should be required to provide exceptions for religious or medical reasons to include natural immunity. I agree with that completely. I said that in my opening monologue. I said that a little while ago. The Attorney General is saying that. That right there, folks, that's the no-brainer. That's the easy out. That's the low-hanging fruit. That's the thing that should happen because it just should happen. It's a matter of both equity and law. It's something that you look at and go, why would you not? I mean, all we're saying there is, hey, I'm a private employer in the state of Alabama. I have, 96 employees. I don't fit the 100 requirement threshold that the Biden administration is saying they're gonna regulate. But I'm thinking I still want to do a vaccine mandate. But my state has said that I have to give each of you, my employees, an opportunity to tell me if you have a religious exception, and I cannot look aside from that. And also, by the way, if your doctor has said that you have a medical exemption to include natural immunities based upon having had the antibodies from having had COVID, that has to be considered. And I as an employer, I would consider it. That's all we're talking about. You can still have your so-called mandate, But you still have to take into account the concerns of these employees of yours that are legit. Well, Copper, I see we got a caller on the line. I've got literally about a minute that I can do this. So let me just, I don't know how I can take this call and do it good justice, but let me just go take Harry from Athens on line one. Hey, well, we don't have the time. Tell you what, Copper, you tell Harry if he wants to call back later on. We'll have time at 4:30, but I don't have time right now because I've got a caller coming in at the top of the hour. Listen, folks, Right Side Radio is going to be right back in a minute. I think you're going to like this. I'm going to switch gears. We're going to Afghanistan now, and we should, because it's 67 days since we abandoned people in Afghanistan. But I'm going to have a guy on the show, Dr. Ron Lee, who has been working behind the scenes to do all that he can do to get people out of the country and over here to safety. People who have served us, served them. And it's important that we follow that story and not let it be forgotten. So in a minute, stay tuned. You're going to want to hear the update we get from Dr. Lee. I think it's going to be important. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We'll be right back.